Fading out right there is Yeji and Hoyuk with 29 off the top of my head. That's RDU Breakfast. And it is time for one of my favourite segments, Scorpio Books, and the last one of the year. Good morning and welcome to the show, Rebecca.
Good morning, Ben. How are you feeling this morning?
We're soldiering on. I am, yes, live my best life. Work hard, play hard, as they say, and that's what I've been doing. How are you, Rebecca?
Well, it is the year, isn't it, when lots of people decide to get all social, which is wonderful to be able to catch up with friends and family and sort of get into the spirit. I think, I'm in the spirit. I'm wearing my little red and I've got my wee bell ringing on my arm.
Oh, yes. I'm sure it is just Christmas central at Scorpio Books right now.
It sure is. I'll tell you that. It's massive. It really is. Yeah. But I just have my little... my talk about books today is actually my Christmas list.
Ooh.
It's just a sort of a little synopsis of a few books that people might wish to buy at the last minute or at the first minute. Perhaps they haven't thought about it, or maybe they're thinking about it. But a few really good ones that have come into the shop in the last week or so. The first one's Lee Child, and it's written with his younger brother, Andrew. It's called Better Off Dead.
Mm.
And what's there to say? I mean, Christmas without a new Jack Reacher mystery wouldn't be the same for holiday reading, would it?
No.
I don't really need to talk about it, because those who love Lee Child and Jack Reacher will just buy it anyway, but I want people to know it's here. There's a new Hannah Kent novel. This is her third novel. It's called Devotion. It's lush and sensory, and it's a book about optimism and joy. And it's also an antidote to queer love stories centered in pain and shame. So really gorgeous. It's set in Australia in the 1850s. And for those who loved Burial Rites, which was her first novel, I think they'll really love this one as well. The third book that is for lovers of ghost stories, it's Louise Erdrich's The Sentence. It begins on All Souls Day in 2019 and ends on All Souls Day in 2020. And it's a mystery of ghost stories which propel the narrative. And it's pretty amazing, actually. It's set in an independent bookstore, where the living, the dead, the reader, and the book try to understand grief and astonishment. It's quite spectacular, actually. I'm really looking forward to reading that. That's going to be my holiday read.
Mm.
The next book is a new Anne Patchett. She's released These Precious Days, and it's a selection of essays, each one transforming the particular into the universal, letting us all see our own world anew. Lots of people will know Anne Patchett for lots of her books, things like Commonwealth, and she's a really fantastic and prolific writer, and really awesome.
Yes.
Present.
So good.
The next book's by Penelope Lively, and it's called Metamorphosis. It's a selection of short stories which are wry and compassionate, and she's glittering with wit. She's an amazing author, and they get beneath the everyday to the beating heart of human experience. Then the last book, For the Pure Joy of the Banal, this is Kaz Cook's You're Doing It Wrong. It's a history of bad and bonkers advice women have been told for centuries. It's totally weird and wonderful. Examples are fabulously illustrated, all with amazing photos. And it shows how advice has been a weapon against women, from things like how to wear a dress made of arsenic, or how to exercise your nose, or how to pretend you're an idiot, or how to work harder and get paid less. It's a total must read. It's really, really quite funny, but also kind of sad in a way.
Yeah, grim.
But also it's got some, because it has so much humour and it's really witty, and the front cover has sort of a stylized picture of Elizabeth I with Botox lips.
Oh, wow.
So that's pretty funny. But but that's it, Ben. Those are my picks for Christmas reads. I just want to say that the shops are cranking. We're still taking online and phone orders for delivery if anyone needs to, but the last day is Friday for guaranteed delivery, especially to the North Island. But it's been difficult for some, but we're always happy to help with suggestions.
Oh, yes, and, of course.
And, of course, we have gift vouchers if you really don't know, and a lot of people love our gift vouchers anyway because they never expire.
They never expire. Oh, wow. That's a I didn't realise. So cool.
No, they don't. They don't expire, and you don't have to use all of the money all at the same time because it just deletes a little bit off. It has, however much you spend, it deletes it off as you go. They're fantastic, our vouchers.
See, Scorpio Books gets it, right? You just get it. Come on.
Yeah.
What, six books, though? So many Christmas books. Can you run them through again? Oh, before that, actually, I have to tell you a story. Because that Lee Child book, it is like bright yellow, right? It's my favorite.
Oh, it is. Yes.
It's my favorite color yellow, to the point where there was a huge stack of them in another bookstore. I won't say the name because this is the Scorpio book segment. And I had to take a photo next to it. So I crouched down. My flatmate took a photo of this big stack of books just because they were my favorite color. I'll put it on my Instagram. I'm not lying, truly. Yes, Lee Child. Yep, anyway. But yes, tell me what these six books are again before I embarrass myself anymore. Yeah.
No, not at all. I have to think that's perfect. You've got to do these things, Ben.
Yeah.
I do silly things like that too. We all do. Mm. We all do, but don't tell everyone.
That's the difference, yeah.
Okay. The first book's called Better Off Dead by Lee Child and Andrew Child. Mm. The second is Devotion by Hannah Kent. The third book is The Sentence by Louise Erdrich. Then there is These Precious Days by Anne Patchett, Penelope Lively's Metamorphosis, and You're Doing It Wrong by Kaz Cook.
Mm, some interesting advice in that last one too. Wow. People can text in at 021RDU985. Simply let me know what book out of those piqued your interest the most. And one of those random entrants will receive the voucher for this week. Rebecca, it is always a pleasure chatting with you. What are your Christmas plans? Because this is, of course, our last chat for the year.
Oh, it is, yes. Well, working all the way up till Christmas Eve. We're open late from Thursday till 7 p.m. if anyone needs to come after work. So I'll be working till 7 p.m. on Christmas Eve. And I've got Christmas Day at my house this year with all the fam, which will be really exciting and fabulous. And then working through till New Year, but I've got a couple of weeks holiday in January, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Yes.
So, yeah, those are my Christmas plans. It's pretty lo-fi. I'm going to stay home this year, not planning on going anywhere. Going to paint a few windowsills and dig some garden and lay a terrace and, you know, do all those things that we never do any other time of the year.
Never got around to. Oh, that's so, so sweet. Thank you so much again, Rebecca, for coming on. I cannot stress enough how fantastic I love these chats. And because this is the last one overall for the year, I must extend so much thanks from RDU and me and the breakfast team at large, right? Josh as well for just what Scorpio Books and 2021. It's been just such a joy.
Thank you very much. It has. I totally concur.
Catch you on the flip side. I'll see you so soon. I'm sure I'll be in to get my own books.
Oh, please do. See you soon.
Catch you.
Bye.
The days are long out here in these Woolston fields.